If you're listening to this podcast, there's a really high chance that you are also interested in cookbooks. So I wanted to let you guys know that my cookbook, Elevated Everyday Paleo, is officially out wherever you get your books from. It's a collection of recipes that I believe make everyday cooking just a bit more special, and I hope it reminds you that there's art in so many little moments of life. You can grab it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookseller. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Manual Mode. I'm your host, Mariah Sautel, and today is a very special episode with someone I've wanted to talk to for a few years now. I'm talking with Viola Virtamo, a multi-hyphenated creative entrepreneur located in Finland. Art director, photographer, graphic designer, and videographer are just a few of the many titles she wears, and wears well, might I add. She's also a published author with multiple books out in the world, including her latest, The Nordic Winter Cookbook. Viola is the epitome of an artist, and I'm excited for us to get a little glimpse behind the curtain into her creative process today. So, welcome to the podcast. I'm so excited to get to talk to you today. Can you tell us a little bit about how you first found photography and how you grew that into the business you have today?
Yeah, thank you for having me here. Well, it started quite early for me. My mom is a photographer, so I had a camera when I was a little girl and I fell in love with that quite early. My mom said to me that I shouldn't be a photographer. It's too difficult. It's not an easy career, but I didn't listen to her. I think I photographed my first gigs when I was about 18 years old. So I started as soon as I graduated from school. And I think I photographed my first book in the same year in 2014. And I realized quite soon that food and still lives are much more my cup of tea than portrait or fashion photography. And yeah, a few years after that, graphic design and also video came into the picture as well.
So when you were first becoming interested in photography, were there any influences or things that you saw that kind of inspired you to go a little deeper into that?
I don't know if there were any special influencers who would have influenced me right in the beginning of my career, but there are a few I could mention that have actually influenced me during my journey. And well, of course, my mom has influenced me. She was a photographer, but also Linda Lomelina. I think we all know her. Her style was, I think it was one of the first ones that actually impressed me, because I had seen a lot of kind of basic food photography and it never really evoked any feelings in me. But her photography, all that dark, moody storytelling, it was so beautiful. And I realized that food photography can be so much more than just shooting food on a white surface and doing something really basic. And then also Kimberly from The Little Plantation. I met her a few years back and she has been a huge inspiration for me, and she has always helped me whenever I've needed help with anything, with Instagram or photography or anything.
Can you tell me a little bit about the story of how you went from just enjoying photography to it becoming more of a business for you, and what kind of the early days of that looked like?
Well, I was really lucky because my mom was a photographer, so I got to make it as my work quite soon. But I started to photograph food just for fun at home, and then I got the chance to photograph the first book in 2014. And after that, well, kind of just, there were a lot of many books after that. And my mom was one of the owners of the publishing house. So I was really, really lucky that I had got the chance to do that because my mom was there. But that was also the way to prove to other clients and other publishing houses that I actually can do this. And well, yeah, that's how it started.
So can you tell us a little bit about your process when it comes to a book shoot and kind of how you begin planning something like that?
Well, shooting a book is quite different to shooting with a client, because usually with a client, they have their own kind of ideas what they want and they have their own style you need to follow. But we usually with a book, it depends on the author what they want, but usually I've got pretty wide, like I've got freedom to create whatever I want, and usually people want my style for the book. So when I've heard the idea of the book, what are the recipes and what's the story behind the book, then I start planning about the shoots. And because it's a really big project and there are a lot of pictures in it, it needs to be kind of cohesive look, but also the pictures can't be all the same and I can't use all the same backdrops with everything because, well, it would look a bit boring. So yeah, I think it requires more planning than with client shoots, because it's a big project and usually takes weeks or even months to shoot. But for me, it has always been really fun because I've had the freedom to be really creative with the books.
Do you find that sometimes you ever have to go back and reshoot some of the first images because things have kind of changed as you've gone through? That's been my experience with books. I feel like by the time you get to the end of it, you're like, wait, those first ones don't match anymore. It's just such a big project.
That happens a lot with my own books. When I shoot with someone else, usually the time schedule is a lot tighter and we shoot the book within like a few weeks. And when someone else cooks the food, I just can't go there like, yeah, I don't think the picture is so good anymore. Can we do this again? But right. When I'm shooting my own books, that happens a lot, especially if I shoot the book for years, like this, my newest book, I think I started shooting it in 2019. So that was quite a long time for me. And yeah, I think I did a few of the shots again this year because they just weren't the same style. And I think that's quite natural to happen. And I think it's okay if it's your own book, as long as no one else has to do the work again. So yeah, that happens.
Yeah, for sure. So you mentioned your style and how some clients come because they love your style and you have such a distinct, beautiful style. Can you talk a little bit about how you've grown your style and maybe what influences or inspires you around you that you kind of take into your work?
I think you can see quite clearly that the dark and moody light of our northern Finland can be seen in my work. And I think that and nature has had a really big part in influencing my work. And that gives me a lot of inspiration. And with all my own books, I've always wanted to put also nature pictures in my book because that has such a big important part in my life, both in photography and both in my personal life. And yeah, I think nature has actually influenced me more than the food when I started. And then at some point I think I was better with colors and light than with food when I started, and I think learning to style food came to the picture actually later. So the light and the mood of the pictures were the most important thing for me at first.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you found cooking and food? Has that always been a part of your life, or is that something that you picked up a little later?
Yeah, I think it has been quite a big part of my life always. We've traveled quite a lot when I was a child, and my parents have always valued dinner times together, and we always had at least that one dinner together every day after school or work, and that kind of made me appreciate the moment and the cooking process. And I think I've cooked my family meals like when I was about 14 years old. I started to cook our all family meals after that, just because I wanted to, not because my parents would have told me to do that. And when I left home, a lot of my family said to me, like, well, what are you going to do now when you're living on your own and your parents aren't cooking for you? And I had to say that it's actually the opposite, that what my parents are going to do when I'm not cooking for them, because I really loved cooking. I found inspiration from books and TV shows and everywhere I could take that. When we traveled, I always wanted to learn to make the same dishes that we ate in restaurants. And yeah, I've always loved food, and I think food photography is the perfect way to have the food part in my work, because I always knew that I wouldn't want to be a chef. It's a really, really tough and difficult career to have, and I knew being in the kitchen wouldn't be for me. So food photography was the perfect way to have that passion in my work.
Do you find that, especially as you have like gone more into the food photography side of it, that you enjoy that more so than even just the styling side of it? Do you really feel like that's like your special spot is in behind the camera, or do you enjoy styling as well?
I do enjoy styling, and I think during the past years, as I've actually done a few work projects when I've been the stylist, not the photographer, but I think it's kind of the whole thing that inspires me the most. I don't think I could work just as a food stylist or just as a photographer. I think I really love to do the whole thing and actually plan from the beginning to the end and have the final image in my head. And that's also the reason why I learned graphic design when it comes to books, because I wanted to also learn to do the layout design and actually design the book. So I've always loved kind of doing the whole project myself and really, really designing every single detail myself.
Now, I know that you also work as an art director, both for your skincare company and then also for your publishing house. So can you talk a little bit about what your role is as an art director in both of those different jobs?
Yeah. Well, in the Poop Buck publishing house, I started to photograph from them as first, and then I designed the layouts. And after designing probably like 20 or 30 books, we started to discuss that maybe my role in the publishing house should be a bit bigger. And then we decided that maybe I could work actually as the art director and be responsible for all the visual materials for the publishing house. And well, that's how that started. And with the skincare company, they actually contacted me, and they were a really small Finnish skincare company, and they were looking something special and something that hasn't been seen in kind of skincare business that we have in Finland or anywhere else. And first they wanted me to photograph for them a few shots, and then I was starting my videographer career, and I haven't hadn't done a lot of it, but I asked if I could do, besides the doing the photography, if I could actually make a brand film for them, and I made it. They absolutely fell in love with it, and I fell in love with the people behind the brand. And then just at some point we realized that, okay, we want to work together in the future as well, and we have the same values. I love their skincare products, so that's kind of how it started. And then I ended up in being their art director.
Now, you mentioned video, and I want to touch on that for a little bit, because I feel like that has just become a big thing in the past few years. Have you, I mean, what kind of got you into wanting to do video in the first place? And then have you also found that it's been important for you as a photographer to have that skill when it comes to getting more clients?
I think I started doing video maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and it didn't start because I thought that I had to do it. It was because I love the combination of the moving picture and also using music, because I have a music background. I played flute for 15 years, and it was a really big passion for me as well. So having the chance to combine music and a picture that tells even more than just the still life shot, it felt really, really important, and it became a big dream of mine to be able to do that for a living. And yeah, then I started to do that just for fun, then for clients who I already photographed for. And yeah, I'm still working on it. It's not a huge part of my career yet, but I hope it will be. But yeah, I've always done that because I love it, not because I would have to. But as we can all see in Instagram, it's getting bigger all the time, and video is really, really a huge thing right now.
Now, I know that you've worked a lot with the MasterChef Finland judge. Can you tell us a little bit about how that ended up happening? That's so cool.
Yeah. He has done a few books for the same publishing house that I photographed books for. I didn't photograph his first books, but at some point his third book, which was actually photographed in Australia, I got the chance to photograph that, and it was amazing to actually travel there and photograph with him. And then I got to know him better, and then I photographed his next book as well. And then I started to work with his restaurant projects. He has opened a few new restaurants in Finland now, actually opening this one. And now I'm doing also the branding of the next restaurant. And yeah, it has been really, really amazing. And I'm really grateful that I've got to know him and got to make all these amazing work projects with him.
So clearly you're very good at marketing yourself and your services, that you just have such an impressive range of clientele. Can you talk a little bit about different ways that you market yourself as a photographer, and what some, and as an artist in general, and kind of what some of the most important things you think are when it comes to putting your work out there for clients to find you?
I've never done like any proper marketing for myself, but Instagram has been obviously really important for me. And even though I have quite a narrow style, you can see there that's my own style, what I photograph for fun and what I photograph for myself. But then still having a big audience there leads people to check my portfolio, where you can see all other kind of styles and work as well, has been really important, because I think like probably 70 or even 80% of the emails I get are from people who have first found my Instagram and then ended up visiting my website. And it has been, I don't know. I'm not really good at marketing myself. I've always thought that I should do that a lot more, but having a good wide portfolio has helped me a lot, and having diversity in my portfolio and not just that my really personal style, which I obviously love the most, but still having a lot of different kind of projects with different kind of people, different kind of clients is really important.
I think you're selling yourself short, because your website is so well laid out that I think that does, I think as long as you can get people from social media to your website, it's just so clear that you know what you're doing, because it has so much information about you that I think you're doing okay.
That's good to hear.
Now, can you maybe tell us what advice you would have given to your younger self when you were first starting all of this out? Like maybe something that you wish you had done differently, or just something that you would tell yourself to maybe encourage you along the way a little?
I probably wouldn't tell myself to do anything differently, but I would obviously tell to be brave and keep doing what I love, because it will become something I've always dreamed of. And another thing I would also say is to not take criticism so personally, because I think that's many of us have in common, especially people like us who don't have the education. So I've always had big imposter syndrome, thinking like, am I good enough? Do people realize that I'm not good enough for this? Or I've always been really hard on myself, and hearing criticism in the beginning felt like a proof that I'm not good enough for doing this, and realizing that it's not personal, especially if the criticism isn't given in a bad way, of no one is stating actually horrible to you. It's not personal, it's just a way to find maybe the way to work with the client, or to make your work better, to make the result better. And it took me some time to really learn that it's part of the process, and I can't take it so personally. I still have the imposter syndrome sometimes. I think we all have. And there are moments when I'm still questioning myself on what on earth am I doing? But still, it's really important to learn that those moments are natural, but you shouldn't take stuff so personally. If someone doesn't want to work with you, or someone doesn't like your style, it's not about you. It's just that you're not supposed to work with them.
Yeah, another thing always comes your way later that ends up being a better fit, for yeah. Sure. Now, I'm really excited about your newest book. It looks absolutely stunning. So can you tell us a little bit about the idea for this book?
I've written 3 cookbooks before this, but they were all really 100% focusing on food and easy everyday recipes. But I've always been dreaming about making a book about winter and Christmas, because they have such a big place in my heart. And the start of the project felt really daunting at first, because I put a lot of pressure on myself because it was so important to me. But I kind of knew all along that it's a big dream of mine, and now it's the right moment to do that. And I think I finally had enough knowledge to proceed with the project, and I was in a good place in my life, which makes it possible to also handle the stressing moments of writing a book, because it's not all fun. It's a lot of stress and a lot of really, really long working days. So you need to kind of have the right feeling and right moment for doing it. But it has been a huge dream for me to write about Nordic winter. So I'm really happy it's now here.
Can you tell everyone where and when the book is available in different parts of the world?
It has just come out from the printing house, and it has been a huge success, and we didn't actually expect it to be so big. So the English copy is almost sold out. So you need to be really quick if you want it. One place to order it is bemycozy.com. It's our own website. Another few places to mention is Numax. It's a Danish company sending also worldwide. And third one is a British book depository who also sells it worldwide. So those are probably the three best places to buy it from.
Great. I'll make sure that we link all of those in the show notes as well, so people can see where to find it. Well, I have one last question for you, and that is, what is your favorite thing to cook?
Oh, my favorite thing to cook. If I'm cooking just for myself, like a cozy weekend dinner, I love making pasta from scratch. But then if I'm shooting something, I'm cooking for a shot, then I love baking cakes. As you can probably see in my Instagram, I love cakes, especially punch cakes. So yeah, I think those are my two choices.
I think those both sound amazing. Thank you so much. This was so lovely. And I can't wait for everyone to see your new book and to hear your about your creativity. And yeah, just thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in to another episode of Manual Mode. I hope you found this helpful and inspiring. I know I did. You can find links to everything about our guest in the show notes, and I will be back again next week with another interview for you. In the meantime, please rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps the show. And until next time, keep creating. Thank you.